Parents can find themselves overexhausted, overworked, and overstretched in both their personal and parenting obligations. It's hard to schedule time for self-care when more than half of all married couples with children have two parents working full-time. But self-care is vitally important for both parent and child. In today's commercialized society, we're often told that self-care is just a click away. Get the latest meditation app, take an exercise class, try this miracle drug. While these things may help, adding a Pilates class to your already overbooked schedule probably won't get to the root cause of what leads parents to require self-care in the first place. In a country where parental leave is not guaranteed and childcare costs have become unaffordable for many, the lack of structural support places unnecessary stress and fatigue on parents. It can exacerbate feelings of guilt, anxiety, resentment, and depression for parents, and by extension, their children. There's only one you. A healthy approach to self-care means setting boundaries and shortening your family's to-do list. It means recognizing limits, knowing when to say no, and when to not overextend yourself or your family. Take a First Steps tour of Maryland Family Network's mission, MarylandFamilyNetwork.org, to sign up. The first 5 years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Linnea Anderson.